This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 122, Biography of Michael Simpson, the Representative from Idaho. General Information. Michael Simpson, born on September 8, 1950, is a prominent figure in American politics, serving as a U.S. representative for Idaho's 2nd Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 1999, making him one of the longest-serving members of Congress from Idaho. Representative Simpson is known for his work on energy and water development, being a key member of the House Appropriations Committee where he chairs the Subcommittee on Energy and Water Development. His legislative focus often revolves around issues pertinent to his home state, including agriculture, natural resources, and public lands. Early life and education. Michael Keith Simpson was born in Burley, Idaho, a small town known for its agricultural roots. He grew up in a family deeply involved in farming, which instilled in him a strong work ethic and a connection to rural America. Simpson attended Utah State University, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in pharmacy in 1972. His education in pharmacy not only provided him with a professional background but also a unique perspective on healthcare issues, which would later influence his political career. After completing his undergraduate studies, Simpson returned to Idaho, where he worked as a pharmacist before entering the political arena. This period of his life was crucial in shaping his understanding of community needs and public service. Early career. Before his election to Congress, Simpson served in the Idaho State Legislature. He was first elected to the Idaho House of Representatives in 1984, where he served for 14 years, including a term as Speaker of the House from 1992 to 1998. During his tenure in the state legislature, Simpson was known for his bipartisan approach, often working across the aisle to pass legislation beneficial to Idaho's citizens. His leadership in the state house was marked by efforts to streamline government operations and enhance fiscal responsibility. Simpson's experience in state politics provided him with a robust foundation in legislative processes, which he would later leverage in his congressional career. His time as Speaker was particularly noted for his ability to manage a diverse group of legislators, fostering cooperation and consensus. Election history. Michael Simpson first ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 1998, following the retirement of the incumbent, Helen Chenoweth Hage. He won the Republican primary and subsequently the general election, securing his seat with a significant margin. Since his initial election, Simpson has faced re-election multiple times, consistently winning with strong voter support. His ability to maintain a broad base of support in a district that spans from the rural areas of eastern Idaho to the more urbanized areas around Boise has been key to his longevity in office. Notably, Simpson has never faced a serious challenge in his re-election bids, which speaks to his effective representation and the trust placed in him by his constituents. His campaign strategies often focus on his legislative achievements and his commitment to Idaho's interests. Political stances. Representative Simpson is known for his conservative views, particularly on economic issues, advocating for lower taxes, reduced government spending, and deregulation to foster business growth. However, he has shown a willingness to work across party lines, especially on issues directly affecting Idaho. On environmental issues, Simpson has navigated a complex path, balancing the needs of his constituents with broader national interests. He has supported measures to protect public lands while also advocating for responsible development, particularly in the energy sector. In healthcare, Simpson's background as a pharmacist influences his stance, often pushing for policies that would reduce the cost of prescription drugs and improve access to healthcare in rural areas. He has been critical of the Affordable Care Act but has also worked on bipartisan efforts to address healthcare affordability. Simpson's approach to immigration has been pragmatic, focusing on border security while also recognizing the economic contributions of immigrants, particularly in agriculture. He supports a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who meet certain criteria, reflecting his district's diverse needs. His legislative record also includes strong support for military and veterans affairs, reflecting the significant military presence in Idaho. Simpson has consistently backed funding for military installations and veterans benefits, aligning with his district's priorities. Michael Simpson, Representative ID2, has garnered significant support from his constituents and beyond due to his unwavering commitment to fiscal responsibility. His approach to government spending focuses on reducing the national debt, which resonates with many voters who are concerned about the economic future of the country. Simpson's advocacy for a balanced budget amendment and his consistent votes against unnecessary expenditures have painted him as a guardian of taxpayer money. His efforts to streamline government operations and eliminate wasteful spending have not only earned him respect but also the trust of those who prioritize economic prudence. Another pillar of support for Representative Simpson is his dedication to healthcare reform. He has been a vocal proponent for policies that aim to make healthcare more accessible and affordable without expanding government control. Simpson supports measures like price transparency in healthcare, which he believes will empower consumers and foster competition among providers, ultimately leading to lower costs. His stance against what he perceives as overreaching government healthcare programs appeals to those who favor market-driven solutions over government mandates. Environmental policy is another area where Simpson has made his mark, particularly through his balanced approach to conservation and economic development. He supports initiatives that protect natural resources while also promoting sustainable economic growth. His work on the Energy and Water Development Subcommittee has led to policies that encourage renewable energy projects without compromising on the needs of traditional energy sectors, thus appealing to a broad spectrum of environmental and economic interests. This nuanced stance has won him support from both environmentalists and industry stakeholders who appreciate his efforts to find a middle ground. Representative Simpson's legislative record also includes strong support for veterans' rights and benefits. He has consistently pushed for better healthcare, education, and job opportunities for veterans, understanding the sacrifices they've made for the nation. His initiatives to improve the VA system and ensure that veterans receive the care and respect they deserve have solidified his reputation as a defender of those who served. This commitment has earned him the endorsement of various veterans groups, further broadening his base of support. Lastly, Simpson's personal attributes contribute significantly to his popularity. Known for his integrity, he has maintained a clean record, free from major scandals, which in the current political climate is a notable achievement. His ability to work across the aisle, even in a highly polarized environment, showcases his pragmatic approach to politics, making him a favorite among voters who are tired of partisan gridlock. His community engagement, through town halls and direct constituent services, ensures that he remains connected to the people he represents, fostering a sense of trust and loyalty. Michael Simpson, Representative ID2, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, primarily due to his legislative decisions and public stances on key issues. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his voting record on environmental issues. Simpson has often been criticized for supporting legislation that favors deregulation of environmental protections, which many constituents and environmental groups argue prioritizes corporate interests over the health of the planet. His votes against measures aimed at reducing carbon emissions and protecting natural habitats have alienated him from the environmentally conscious voter base, who see these actions as detrimental to future generations. Additionally, Simpson's stance on healthcare reform has drawn ire from those advocating for more comprehensive and accessible healthcare systems. He has been known to oppose bills that would expand Medicare or regulate pharmaceutical prices, arguing for market-driven solutions instead. This position has not sat well with many who believe that healthcare should be treated as a right rather than a commodity, leading to a significant drop in support from those who prioritize healthcare accessibility and affordability. Another contentious area is his approach to social issues. Simpson has occasionally supported policies that are perceived as conservative or even regressive by progressive voters. His votes on matters like same-sex marriage, women's reproductive rights, and immigration have often been at odds with the more liberal segments of his constituency, who feel these stances do not reflect the inclusive values they wish to see represented in Congress. Moreover, Simpson's economic policies have been a point of contention. His advocacy for tax cuts for the wealthy and reductions in social welfare programs has painted him as an opponent of wealth redistribution, which has not only lost him support from lower and middle-income voters but also from those who believe in a more equitable economic system. His economic philosophy, which leans heavily on trickle-down economics, is often criticized for lacking empirical support and for exacerbating income inequality. Lastly, there's a perception issue regarding Simpson's engagement with his constituents. Many feel that he is out of touch with the everyday struggles of his district, focusing more on national party lines rather than local needs. This disconnect has fostered a sense of disillusionment among voters who feel their voices are not being heard or adequately represented in Washington. His infrequent town halls and perceived reluctance to engage in open dialogue with constituents further exacerbate this sentiment. In summary, Representative Michael Simpson's lack of support stems from a combination of his legislative choices, his positions on critical social and economic issues, and his perceived disconnect from the electorate. These factors contribute to a growing divide between him and a significant portion of his potential voter base, who are looking for representation that aligns more closely with their values and needs. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.